Touche. The right to a preemptive nuclear strike against China is now part of U.S. law. That's thanks to the National Defense Authorization Act. The Pentagon's also ordered a thorough review of when and how the U.S. could strike at the network of tunnels believed to hold Beijing's atomic arsenals. We better get into this right now. James Corbett joins us live on the program, editor of a Japan-based news website. Mr. Corbett, a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming on so quickly. The U.S. government is operating on the assumption that there are 3,000 miles worth of tunnels crisscrossing China, allegedly containing 3,000 nuclear warheads. Do you believe it?
Well, I'm not even sure that the U.S. government really believes it. This is really on the back of a study that was commissioned out of Georgetown University last year, or 2 years ago now, that found that in this network of tunnels that we do know exist, and we can see from satellite telemetry, we do know that these tunnels exist, and it's just sheer speculation about what exists within them at this point. U.S. intelligence estimates puts the Chinese nuclear arsenal something like 300. But this study out of Georgetown in 2011 estimated that it could house as many as 3,000 nuclear warheads. So basically, as part of the NDA 2013, they're basically saying that now the Stratcom is going to have to commission a report to identify the potential problems involved in this and whether or not they'll be able to actually confront this with conventional or even nuclear forces in the event that they actually need to
they're certainly assessing how big are these tunnels, how many warheads are in this tunnel. The previous reports had said 300, not 3,000. Now, we've got most of America's ballistic submarine fleet operating in the Pacific. We've also got more U.S. ships moving in that area. The Pentagon all the while promising to contain China and now planning for what they say a possible nuclear strike. Well, that's not exactly going to help already strained relations, is it?
It really isn't. I don't think that we have to look at this report in the context of they're going to move in with a nuclear strike right at this point, but I think it has to be seen as a wider part of U.S. nuclear policy that's been stretching out for decades now, trying to come up with ways to justify the existence of some of the U.S.'s existing nuclear arsenal and looking for ways to create new weapons. So, for example, we have the B-61-11 nuclear bunker busters with a 400-kiloton yield that they've been harboring and talking about for the better part of a decade now in relation to Iran and trying to bust through into Iran's underground nuclear facilities or alleged nuclear facilities. Now they're just shifting that rhetoric over to the Asia-Pacific as part of this Asia-Pacific pivot. I think to a certain extent this is just to justify the existence of the U.S. arsenal and to make sure that things like the new START, the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, basically gets scuttled before it really gets off the ground. And there's a lot in this new NDAA that really seeks to undermine the president's ability, should he ever want to actually reduce the nuclear stockpile. So I think the Congress is definitely trying to get their foot in the door and stop any types of arms reductions before it can actually be implemented.
There are certainly some that really say that the American president is powerless when it comes to going head-to-head with the military-industrial complex. Certainly at this point, though, we've been getting reports that there have been some rather peculiar high-altitude jet forays between China and Japan. Some Japanese jets tailing Chinese jets, basically playing some high-altitude games of cat and mouse, possibly reigniting another territorial dispute. They've been having disputes for quite some time now, certainly over some particular islands. Is it possible that those two could get involved in something slightly more intense?
It certainly could, and of course, the more bellicose that the U.S. becomes against China, the more safe Japan will seem, will feel in either threatening or responding to Chinese aggression. So I think it really only serves to put a match next to this powder keg that is the Asia-Pacific region, especially now that that really this is heating up and the American attention is turning here. I think we're going to see more and more of this type of these types of situations coming along that could justify even further military intervention. So we have to look at these types of nuclear rhetoric that's coming out right now, not necessarily as an intent to strike anytime soon, but certainly as something to keep our eyes on as this rhetoric continues to ratchet up.
Well, as you well know, Mr. Corbett, the U.S. has been increasing its military presence in the Asia-Pacific region for quite some time now, certainly over the past 2 years, increasing it in somewhat called fairly drastic measures. Now a report of them examining possibly 3,000 miles loaded with nuclear warheads crisscrossing China. I'm sure certainly at the very least conspiracy theorists are going to have a field day with this. James Corbett, of the editor of a Japan-based news website, The Corbett Report, thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome.